Listening to the Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Moses Show here on a Wednesday. Now, this fine gentleman could not join us last week. He was stuck in the rock, as he likes to say, the Rockledge. But he's back today with a vengeance. He is my good friend Eric De Niro. Eric, how you doing today?
That's
how you're doing.
Are we being honest?
When you were
coming on faking it like, yes, Mark, it's great to be here. I'm just today.
When you
Wednesday, it feels like it should be Friday already. I feel like I didn't really have a weekend, and
I'm sorry.
I'm about over it.
When you were in high school at Rockledge, is that when they called it the Rock?
Yeah.
That's what it was?
That's right, buddy.
So, and your big rival was Coco, wasn't it?
Coco and Merritt Island.
You didn't like them, those jabronis at those other schools.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's so
it's all about the Rock.
It's all about the Rock, baby.
That's right.
So, like, when you graduated high school, and I believe
you did.
Like, when you went up to the podium, cap and gown, did you, like, make some symbol? This is for the Rock.
No. I did that surf walk like Scott Hall across the...
Did you really?
No, I just walked over there and got it. I couldn't believe I was getting it. I wanted to get it and make sure that I was out of there before... I didn't want to bring any attention to myself.
Oh, in and out.
Like the principal couldn't have been like, wait a minute, this isn't right.
You didn't pass.
Hey, get back here.
You didn't pass algebra. What is going on here, yes, Mr. Eric?
There was some summer school involved.
Oh, yeah. Really? You were one of those kids.
The worst.
Mark Harmon was your teacher, wasn't he?
No, it was nothing like that at all.
I thought,
you know what? This is going to be a blast. Those summer school kids seem like a lot of fun, and I'll get to meet Chainsaw and Dave.
There was no Chainsaw and Dave.
It just sucked.
They weren't there.
Like, it started at regular time. So it's not like you were even sleeping in. And
no.
Your friends are off all doing whatever. And I'll come join you when I get out of school at 2.
Oh, it's the worst.
All throughout, like, June and July.
Did you ever have the suspension on the weekend, like you're in the Breakfast Club?
No.
Never?
I was suspended during the week.
That happened to me.
They don't do it right.
What do you mean they don't do it right?
If you're making people come on the weekend, yeah, my behavior might change. If you're going to give me a couple of days off, I mean, come on.
During the work week.
Because you can always go home and spin it.
This is true.
I can always go home and spin it to my mom about how I was just being picked on by the teacher, and this is what happened.
Yeah,
my one friend could never pull that off, so like...
Mm-hmm.
We'd get suspended, and the rest of us would go out and play basketball somewhere, and he'd be at home painting the house.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? He always had to do some sort of job.
Painting the house,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, we should have helped. we'll come over and help you paint the house.
But you went and played basketball
instead. Play basketball and stuff like that, yeah.
I think I had a 2-day suspension. I got that. Sent to the principal's office multiple times. We do it like Sunday morning detention. It was brutal. Had to do that a couple times. Wasn't good, right?
I think I had detention for real every day of the 10th grade.
Every day.
Except for maybe the first day of school and the last day of school. I think I was in there every day.
Well, I told you the story when I graduated high school. They had the collage of photos, and they were showing all the highlights from the year, and I wasn't in any of the photos. And my grandmother...
Maybe you're a vampire.
Yeah, my grandmother came up to me and she goes, did you go to this school? I'm confused by all of this. And yes, I know graduation is coming up here in Brevard in about 2 weeks. Yes, I graduated high school in 2000. So that was the year that Vitamin C's graduation song debuted.
Was it?
And we played it at our graduation. That's right.
I think ours was by the Two Live Crew.
Two Live Crew?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know if I can even say it.
Any of the songs.
Yeah.
All right, I got something to tell you, Eric, and then we're going to play Celebrity Cheddar.
I got something to tell you. The NFL releases their schedule tomorrow.
Thursday.
This just in.
What?
The Jaguars have been mathematically eliminated from playoff contention.
I thought you were going to do a Cowboys joke.
No, they say that the Cowboys are going to have the easiest schedule at all this year.
What's the
difference? We're going to barrel our ways to a first-round playoff loss.
Are you going to know you have any timeouts this time when you get back to the playoffs?
I will.
The team won't. Here's what I want you to know. So I finished winning time about your 1980 L.A. Lakers basketball team.
I lived it, Mark.
I know you did. You were what, like about 10 years old at the time?
80?
9 or 10? So you're 8 years old. And I know that's the team you fell in love with.
Well, not that early. It was a little bit later. It was probably the 82.
Yeah, because you guys won. I was just saying this. You won 80, 82, 85, 87, and 88. It's pretty remarkable.
In 2000.
2000,
2001, 2002.
And then 9 and 10.
9 and 10.
A lot of winning. Yeah. A lot of winning. So here's what I want you to know.
Doesn't count the ones from before the 80s. You're not even counting those.
You won in 72. Can I do this off the top of my head? Because you lost a lot in the 60s. Like a lot to the you lost
six. So did everybody.
So you lost like six times in
talking
a decade.
Going back to George Mikan.
Yeah, George Mikan, I think maybe twice.
Yeah.
And then I got to look.
Then there was a drought.
Because how many do you have? 17?
Yeah.
And you're tied with Boston.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
So go Milwaukee.
So here's what's interesting. So I'm watching all 10 episodes, and I'm getting seduced by the Lakers, right? And how great, you know, Dr. Buss is. It's, like, amazing. Like, and I told you this off air.
May God rest his soul.
That's my favorite part is, like, how he buys the team, and he tries to turn it into an entertainment. And it's, like, all sports fans.
He was
fans,
like Vince McMahon.
He was. It like, all sports fans where he bought this arena, and they didn't even sell out any of the basketball games.
The Great Western Forum, Mark. Please treat it with the respect that it deserves.
Remember, it was the Forum, and he's the one that came up with the idea to have a sponsor.
Yeah.
So Great Western Bank Forum, that's the first one to ever think of this idea.
Yeah.
So you think about the Amway Center in Orlando. Okay, they play Magic games, but then they have Ariana Grande and Mark Anthony, and, you know, One Direction will be there. He's the one.
It's a very eclectic group of people you picked to be at the Orlando Arena.
Demi Lovato.
Okay.
So,
like, where did Mark Anthony come from? I don't think Mark Anthony's selling out the Amway Center.
But he's the one that came up with the idea, like a basketball arena, where, hey, let's have music acts here at the stadium. And every night we will have, like, it's like his visionary idea.
Yeah.
Even dancers.
Well, basketball was not selling then.
No, it was it was on tape delay.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like...
Could not watch a game live.
See, that stuff I thought was fascinating. So then I had to do it. I started watching the 30 for 30 again. Lakers-Celtics from the 80s.
That's a great one.
And halfway through, I just start going like, you know what? I hate the Celtics. Like, because they make it so pro-Lakers in that documentary when you think about it.
Welcome. Welcome, Mark Moses.
No, I have my team.
Welcome.
I have my team. I do. But I love the idea.
And your team was almost my team because the Bulls were very close to getting Magic Johnson
coin toss.
Instead of the Lakers. It was a coin toss.
Coin toss. You would have seen Bulls games nonstop.
Yeah.
That's what the difference was. And I just love the idea. The Converse All-Star. How popular it was in like 1985. Like every player in the league wore a Converse All-Star. Like that was the
All-Star
big deal.
All-Star weapon.
The weapon was the shoe that all the top players played. And like the story goes, Michael Jordan went to Converse and they're like, I'm sorry, you're not good enough. I'm sorry, we don't think you're good enough to sell one of our shoes. So then he went to Nike.
Well, they really only had like two players with a specific shoe for them, right?
So Bird,
it was
Magic.
Bird Magic.
Bird Magic.
Because I think Dr. J had his own deal somewhere else.
Yeah. It's just mind-boggling. And you own the shoe. That's what I think is really cool about it.
I have two of them.
Did you have them, like, originally
I've
when you were a
right
kid?
Right one and a left one.
All right, that's it. That's it. You love... So you.
I was at that, you know, that outlet mall up near Daytona?
Yeah.
I was there, and they had a pair of the green weapons in there.
Ooh.
And I should have bought them because I got home and realized... Man, these things are going for like $400 or $500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Magic Johnson play?
Yes.
Ooh, you did. When he played the
Magic? Bird played too.
See, that's pretty awesome. You got to do that.
Yeah.
Our colleague, MJ, she's seen the real Orlando Magic in the locker room.
That's right.
That's her claim to fame.
Okay.
I was there right by her when it happened. And the look on her face.
It happened.
Yeah, it was magical seeing her face. It really was.
Well, that's about enough of that.
Yeah. Are you ready to play the game?
Sure.
Where
I'm going to lose today.
Why?
I'm just telling you I'm going to lose today.
Why is that?
Because I can feel it. I've already written something nasty to you, a note on my paper.
All right. Who's going to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. Go for it.
In the world of Ackmans, who has more money, Gene Hackman or Hugh Jackman? That's my best category, by the way.
Is that your
I'm just
best
going
song?
Ahead and getting out there. I'm like starting out with my best song, and then the rest of it's going to be downhill.
Hugh Jackman, and who's the other one?
Gene Hackman. The Hackman. He's the latest Marvel superhero. He can get into any computer. He is Gene Hackman.
I like Gene Hackman.
What's not to like? The man was in The Unforgiven.
And The French Connection.
And Hoosiers.
That's right.
I almost said Hooters. He's probably been in the Hooters as well. Sir, can you think of anything Gene Hackman was in where you're like, I don't like that guy in this?
Very interesting how you worded it. It's like, this is a
bad movie.
He hasn't
been in a bad movie because his last movie was awful.
He was in Superman 4, Quest for Peace,
yeah,
which is an awful movie.
He was
movie.
In all Superman movies because he was Lex Luthor. But it was still better than Welcome to Mooseport, his final film.
Oh, with Ray Liotta.
Ray Romano.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta would have been a better movie. It would have been a whole
different
deal.
Is he still alive?
Yes. He got hit by a car in the Keys a couple years ago, but he's all right.
Hugh Jackman.
Really? Okay, maybe I am going to win. No, you're right. Hugh Jackman has $180 million. Gene Hackman has $80 million.
I learned so much there. I really did. I like you bringing up Welcome to Mooseport.
Well, come on. How can that be? The guy has to come out of retirement and do at least one movie, right? Just one thing. I don't care if he's in it for 5 minutes.
No. Nothing beats Robert Redford, who didn't make a movie for like 10 years, and then he comes out of retirement to be in Captain America, like one of the movies, and it turns out he's like a Hydra Nazi spy. And then he's not...
Well, at least you know it's a big movie.
This is true.
I mean, one weekend of that made more than Welcome to Mooseport, its whole theater run, and DVDs.
Welcome to Mooseport is a movie you'd find at a gas station DVD bin. Like, that's where it would
yeah.
be.
And you'd still say, $1? I don't know.
That's I don't know. I'd rather get the Skittles.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right. In the world of former Melrose Place actresses.
Ooh. I might go for two.
Are you sure?
I can only think of one, Courtney Thorne Smith, who is a classy lady and a great talk show guest.
And in Summer School.
And she was in Summer School.
That's right.
Check it out. It's circular. Life is circular. Okay.
Do you want
no,
the second
one? I'm not going to go for two on this one. No.
Or Heather Locklear.
Ooh. Heather Locklear.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, she had more high-profile divorces that could have given her some money, and I think she had a better career than Courtney Thorne Smith. She was on Dynasty and T.J. Hooker.
And Richie Samba.
I don't like that guy. Yeah, I'm going with Heather Locklear. Although she's had a lot of problems, so who knows if she has blown through all her money in different rehabs.
That is incorrect.
Incorrect. Courtney Thorne Smith has more money than Heather Locklear. Look at that.
I like Courtney Thorne Smith. She was good on 2.5 Men and the 1980s movie with C. Thomas Howell, Side Out.
Oh, the volleyball movie. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Remember, he's going to go work for his uncle, played by Weekend at Bernie's star, whatever Bernie's name is.
Yeah, nobody knows who Bernie is.
So he's going to be a lawyer, but then he goes to the beach.
Yeah.
Right? And he's supposed to evict the hippie volleyball guy.
Yeah, there's that long-haired guy that was on 30-something.
That's right.
Yeah.
He gets seduced by beach volleyball.
Yeah. It's the Karate Kid on the beach.
It is. And Courtney Thorne Smith's in it. She's a good actress.
I didn't remember she was in that.
Neither does she. And yes, she's in your favorite movie, Chairman of the Board.
Yeah. All right, speaking of Chairman of the Board, in the world of people who they try to keep making us think are funny but who aren't,
Mark Moses.
Who has more money, Rob Riggle or Trevor Noah?
Oh. Okay, wait. Is the question who's not funny?
No, because the answer would be it's high. Both of them are not funny. But which one of these not funny people that they constantly try to cram down my throat has more money than the other non-funny person that they keep trying to cram down my throat?
To make you go crazy, Trevor Noah has more money.
He does, by a lot.
What's the score?
It makes me sick.
I know it does.
This guy...
I knew it would.
This guy has $100 million.
How?
For what?
He never should have hosted The Daily Show. It's the
no,
word.
He shouldn't host anything. And it's Rob Riggle somehow has $10 million.
Good for him.
He does a lot of veteran stuff, I get, and that's great.
Yeah, that is nice.
I'm all for that, but, man, not funny.
Not funny.
No, not right. Funny. Look, you're 2 for 2.
Okay. In the world of Marywood Children actresses, who has more money? Christina Applegate, who played Kelly Bundy, or Katie Sagal, who played Peg Bundy?
Christina Applegate.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Well, that's incorrect.
Is it really?
It's shocking.
Wow.
Shocking. Okay.
Did you work on this all week for 2 weeks?
I did. Just listen. I'm going to turn off the music.
Is Christina Applegate related to Bonita Applebum from that song? You remember? Oh, is that a Tribe Called Quest?
I like Tribe Called Quest.
Who did Bonita Applebum? Bonita Applebum.
Look at this. Christina Applegate, $25 million. She was always great on the show. Katie Sagal, $40 million.
I'm trying to think of what else she was on. Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
But Christina Applegate did a bunch of movies and stuff.
I think she did, like, producing and directing as well. But you're right. Christina Applegate was in real movies.
Yeah.
Like, good movies. Can I name any of them? No.
No. I didn't see this.
All right. You're up.
Damn. In the world of Top Gun, one, who has more money? Anthony Goose Edwards?
Oh, from ER.
Or, I can't remember, is it Viper? Tom Skerritt.
Tom Skerritt.
The great. There was a run there when I was a kid where Tom Skerritt would show up in every movie and TV show there was. We're watching home movies that my dad took in the early 70s, and in the background is Tom Skerritt. Like, is that Tom Skerritt? It is.
There's behind-the-scenes stuff with Top Gun where Tom Cruise and him are talking, and Cruise is on the box to make him taller so that they'd be the same.
Really?
It's the worst. I've had to use the box on TV because I'd go on with a guy named John Denton who used to work at the Florida Today. Then he worked for the Magic. He's 6'5". So on TV, I've had to be on the Tom Cruise box.
Really?
Because it's too...
They can get you both in the shot.
Yeah, both in shot because... As a viewer, you're like, who's this Hobbit guy?
Yeah.
I don't care what he says. I know he's too short. I don't trust him.
People trying to grab you to find the gold.
Yeah, what is it's behind the Amway Center.
2-0. You're on the table on me here.
Remember,
Goose. Oh, no, you got to answer this one.
Hey, Goose was also in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes, he was. I just watched that over the weekend, as a matter of fact. It's been a long time since I saw it, but it's still pretty funny.
It is. What's the line he tells the... He's like...
Gilbert. His name was Gilbert.
It's like, jocks are just into sports. Nerds are into girls. It's something really creepy. Tom Skerritt is the answer.
It is. If you want to be wrong.
You got me.
Anthony Edwards, who I always think is dead.
No, his career is.
No, but, like, don't you think he's dead? Because, like, I think he died in Top Gun. Spoiler alert. And then I think he died on ER as well, right? It was like I never watched that show.
I don't either.
Because I was afraid it had to do with the hospital. I'd receive a bill. I think he died. So I just assumed that he's dead. So I had to look it up over the weekend. I'm like, is this guy dead? And they're like, no, he's not dead. He just, like, walked away from acting to... raises kids or something.
So if there's a movie you like and a character dies, this really affects you, where you question if this person is alive or not.
It didn't in that movie because I didn't care about it one way or another. I mean, I saw it like everybody else did, but I think Hot Shots is the better plane movie. And you're lying if you tell me otherwise. But, like, I think it was more the ER thing. I think there was a great big hoopla about his
that
character
him.
Is dead. And then so I think it just got ingrained into my mind that that guy's dead. I did that. We had an intern here at the radio station one time. And
I'm really laughing.
She was getting married and going on a honeymoon cruise.
Uh-huh.
Well, her internship was up, and the boss, it was also the guy I did a show with there, and he's like, I haven't seen this girl around in a while. Her name was Kimberlyn.
Kimberlyn?
Kimberlyn. And I said, oh, you in here? And he says, what? And I said, on the cruise, the honeymoon cruise, I took her from Seinfeld. She was a servant of some bad fish, and she died. And so I told him that she had passed away on the cruise ship.
You told this.
And I forget to tell him that I'm kidding. Okay, so a couple months later comes by and he comes in. He ran into her in the mall and he was all kinds of freaked out. Like, God, like, I'm glad you're alive and everything. I thought you were dead.
So he didn't even ask around the building to clarify this story.
No, and I meant to tell him like after a few minutes that I was just messing with him, but something else came up.
Like
and I
he
forgot,
didn't go,
and then it just became like. She was. He we didn't talk about it anymore, and then he runs into her and is all freaked out.
He didn't go to HR or any other coworker asking.
He didn't have HR.
He didn't have any of this stuff. All right, well, back to the game. All right. In the world of professional boxing,
Floyd Mayweather.
Who has more money? These are both former champions. Evander. The real deal Holyfield.
They gotta say, Holyfield.
Or Roy Jones Jr., who has more money?
I sat behind Roy Jones Jr. at a Magic Lakers game one
nice.
Time.
Nice.
Yeah. I kept my mouth shut and did not cause any trouble at all.
Good answer.
This is tough.
This is tough.
Because I think Evander would have had the possibility to make more money.
See, I like how you word that.
Because he's a heavyweight.
The possibility to make more money. Remember, boxers always lose all their money.
And they do always lose all their
always.
Money.
Always.
So I'm going to assume that this is a setup question. I'm going to go with Roy Jones Jr.
That is correct. Now I'm really going to shock you when I say this. Roy Jones Jr. has $7
million. What? I'm shocked.
He has $7 million. He gained $55 million in his career, so he spent it. Evander Holyfield earned $230 million in his career. His current net worth is $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of parasites around boxers.
$230, $1 million. He could still get that Welcome to Mooseport DVD at the gas station.
He could still pick that up.
He could.
In the world of disco music,
ooh, all right.
Who has more money?
ABBA.
KC of KC and the Sunshine Band. He's the main guy in that outfit.
Or the Sunshine Band?
No.
Oh, that'd been good.
I think they just trade those people out. I don't think there's any. Or Donna Summer.
Okay, now we're talking. Last Dance, Donna Summer, correct?
Hot stuff.
Donna Summer, come on.
I'm sorry, the answer is KC. Donna Summer is dead.
But she still has a
net worth. Any money.
Oh, so that's how we're playing the game?
No, it's Donna Summer, 75 million.
You're like, it's Dionne Warwick with the
and,
answer.
And she really is dead. I don't want you to run into her in the mall. And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Eric De Niro told me you were dead. All right. Since you said you never saw Field of Dreams, these two actors are in Field of Dreams. In the world of Field of Dreams, who has more money? Ray Liotta, who played Shoeless Joe Jackson, the ghost of him.
Shoeless Joe Jackson was a mobster?
baseball player.
I've never known Ray Liotta to play anything
else. Look, there's two famous baseball players that are banned from baseball, okay? Our engineer, John Roberts' hero, you know, Charlie Hustle.
Yeah, Pete Rose. John tells lies about Pete Rose.
It's all the time. You don't.
Nah.
Okay? You tell this epic story. Epic one that I never thought I'd ever hear from you, ever. And the other one is Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Did he ever get some shoes?
You know what? It's the weirdest. So turn of the century is the weirdest thing in baseball. I'm just going to say this real quick. I know we're running out of time. So turn of the century, for some reason, shoes and socks were a big thing. Okay? So he's Shoeless Joe Jackson. Remember, there's the Red Sox, the White Sox, and John's team, the Reds, are really the Cincinnati Red Stockings.
Yes.
Socks were a big, elegant thing back then. All right. So, Ray Liotta or James Earl Jones, who has more money?
Ooh, man. Do you have help with these this week or something? These are all impossible.
You want to phone a friend?
Don't have any of them.
Yeah, I knew. They're, I knew you were going to say
they're
that.
All in this room.
The sad truth with Eric.
I feel like Ray Liotta's been in some bigger stuff, but I think James Earl Jones.
That is correct.
Woo-hoo!
$40 million to $14 million.
Making it respectable.
James Earl Jones is still alive.
Yeah.
All right.
In the world of celebrity siblings,
mm-hmm. Donnie or Marie?
Who has more money? Are you going for two on that?
No.
Ashley Simpson.
Whoa!
Or Jamie Lynn Spears.
Ashley Simpson was terrible. Terrible!
I picked these because you have their pictures up in your office. No.
It'd be more likely I had a Joey Travolta or Frank Stallone photo. In my office. I'm going to feel like the answer should be, and I will go with it, Jamie Lynn Spears is the correct answer.
Ashley Simpson is the correct answer. $11 million to $6
million. Okay, this is for you to tie.
Yes, it is.
For the game.
No, for the tie.
For the tie.
You're a sports guy.
Two randos.
Oh, Marlon Rando coming my way.
Both in sports, kind of. Who has more money?
Mark Moses.
Sergeant Slaughter in the WWF. Or washed up professional figure skater Tanya Harding. Who has more money? Sergeant Slaughter. Or Tanya Harding for the tie.
Tanya Harding. She made that DVD money.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Got him.
How much?
Still more money than we have.
Well, yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter, $250,000. Tanya Harding, $150,000.
Wow. Yeah.
I had one more, but I'll just give it to you. In the world,
are you X?
In the world,
X gonna give it to me.
I love that song. In the world of hot actresses from television programs, for their time.
For their time, I like how you put that.
Courtney Cox, Courtney Cox, who was in Cocoon, by the way. I think maybe the sequel. Or Sofia Vergara, who has more money? Not a Courtney Cox.
Is hot.
Not a, were you more of like a Lisa Kudrow man?
Oh.
Jennifer Aniston.
Of the three of them, yeah. Going with, what were they? Courtney Cox.
That is incorrect.
Is it?
Courtney Cox has $150 million. Sofia Vergara has $180 million.
Dang.
Boom, baby. What was your last one?
That's a Modern Family. My last one is in the world of dead rock stars.
Okay. Not Donna Summer.
No. Who had more money? Chester Bennington
from
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Or Scott Weiland of the Stone Temple Pilots and the Velvet Revolt.
I feel like Scott Weiland made more terrible decisions.
Both made some pretty bad decisions.
I know.
I think either one of these guys is...
I like Scott Weiland. The guy from Linkin Park has more money.
No, it's a tie. They both have no money. They're both dead.
Oh!
Now, Chester Bennington, $30 million. Scott Weiland, only $2 million.
I liked him. I really did.
Very good.
He was very talented. Great stuff, Eric.
This is Sports Radio 1560, The Fan.
Raymond.